Right, believe it or not, folks, there are other games happening in the League of Ireland tonight. Yes, believe it or not, yes. And James O'Toole, here's James with his roundup of all the other action tonight.
Yes, thanks very much, Felix. Well, it's taken us 17 weeks to get to tonight, so let's not waste any more time and get straight into the preview of the other five clashes. Starting with the biggest tie of the night, Champions Dundalk will host Shamrock Rovers at Oriel Park. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff and it's live on Air Sport. Dundalk will be everybody's favourite to win a fourth title in a row this year, but the loss of so many players might be seen as some as an opportunity to gain some ground, and their opponents tonight are one of those teams. Stephen Bradley did well to stabilise Rovers last year in a mix of maturity and youth, but this year he'll be aiming to push on for a challenge on the title. Last season saw Dundalk come out on top between the two sides, winning two and drawing one, so no doubt this will be a tough test for the Tala men. But unfortunately, I can see this going only one way, and that's for a win for Dundalk and their first 3 points of the new season. Next up is the clash between last year's runners-up Cork City and Finn Harps. The Leasiders will travel to Ballybuffet brimming with confidence. A very good pre-season and a 3-0 victory in the President's Cup over Dundalk last week is continuing the form they finished 2016 in. For Harps, Ollie Horgan has made some very good signings in the off-season, with Barry Malloy coming out of retirement, and securing the signature of the Derry Pele, Paddy McCourt, will give the Donegal side a much-needed boost. With three teams facing relegation at the end of the season, it could be a very long 9 months for the Harps faithful. But they did open last season with 3 points at home, and while that was against a good Derry City side, tonight's task will be a lot more difficult against an up-and-coming Cork City team who are going to challenge right to the end and push Dundalk all the way. The only way you can see this turning out, unfortunately for Finn Harps, is an away win to Cork City. Continuing down the west coast to Galway and Eamon DC Park next. A game that will see the meeting of two managers who last saw each other in the playoff final last season. Shane Keegan, then Wexford Youth's manager, lost out to P Man's Drogheda United, and it was the Louth side who won promotion to the Premier League. Now Keegan is the man in charge of Galway United, and it will be his job to ensure Premier Division survival for the tribesmen. They finished last season in 9th place, and that result needs to be bettered if they're going to survive once again. For the elder statesman man, he knows he faces a tough task to keep Drogheda in the league. And signings like Killian Brennan and Stephen Elliott show they mean business. In truth, this is a battle between two teams that most commentators would say will be fighting it out to stay up come the end of the season. A good start is vital, and it's one I can see Drogheda United just sneaking it, unfortunately, for Galway United. And following the M18 down the Atlantic Way into Limerick next. And it's last season's unstoppable force in the First Division, Limerick FC, versus the start-stop specialist of 2016, Sligo Rovers. In his first year in Irish football, it would be fair to say that Dave Robson took his time to find his feet and his best start in 11 during 2016. And due to a poor start and then a loss in form, finishing 5th turned out to be a good result for the Bitter Red. For Martin Russell, things couldn't have gone any better. Winning the league at a canter, scoring 86 goals along the way, and a League Cup final in the Markets Field, unfortunately losing out to St Pat's in what would have been a fairy tale ending. But Limerick have been here before and been relegated, so they know it's going to be a much different task ahead of them this year. In what's going to be the tightest games to call tonight, I think both teams will be more than happy leaving the Markets Field tonight with a point each. And finally, on to the last game of tonight's roundup. It's over to Richmond Park for St Pat's versus Bray Wanderers. Anybody who watched St Pat's last season would agree they were truly awful. They looked like a team of individuals that had no plan A, never mind a plan B, and that reflected in their 7th place finish in the league. A League Cup win over Limerick, papering over some of the cracks. Bray, on the other hand, had a terrible start to the season, lost a couple of managers before Harry Kenny was appointed. And after taking charge on the 15th of June, they won a run of 9 games unbeaten, including a 2-1 victory over champions Dundalk. These two teams should really be pushing further up the table this year and could well be European contenders. But tonight in Richmond Park, I think it's a case of St Pat's who will come out on top. So that's your preview of round one of the 2017 SSE Premier Division. Matches tonight between Dundalk versus Shamrock Rovers, Cork City versus Finn Harps, Galway United versus Drogheda United, Limerick versus Sligo Rovers, and St Pat's versus Bray Wanderers. Updates will come throughout Match Night Live, obviously, tonight on Drive 105. But before we go, if you fancy a little bet, a little side bet on tonight's games, 50 to 1 are the odds on all teams scoring tonight. That's 50 to 1 on all teams to score. So until next week, it's back to Felix in the studio, and good night from me.
Right, thank you very much, James. Would you be having a wee flutter or not, guys? Hey, would you?
I'm not a betting man, Felix.
No, you're a typical Scot.
It's worth a point, aren't it?
I think it's fair to say the match of the night is at Oriel Park at Dundalk. 4 in a row, guys. What do you think?
I think that's certainly, as regards being the match of the night, I think you're correct. But actually, I saw Shamrock Rovers last week in a friendly against Cliftonville, and they were very nice. You know, and I don't see Shamrock Rovers picking up anything. In fact, I had a discussion at half time with one of the Rovers people, and they were saying, "Oh, isn't this lovely to watch?" And I thought, well, that's just what it is, lovely to watch. But there was no cutting edge to it, and I'd be surprised if they do well.
A lot of new players, though. With a lot of new players at Shamrock Rovers. It's a bit like, you know, Derry going to Bowes tonight. Bowes have the usual nine out, nine in. It's take time for all that to work. You know, it's going to take time for that to work, Penny.
Definitely. I think if, like Kenny said, he's done a short bit of business over the summer or the winter break by just bringing on two or three, because it's easier for two or three to join a new club than it is for eight or nine. So I think the teams that do make eight or nine changes every off season, because they're always going to find it hard to settle in and get things up and running as the season goes on. So I think you're looking really more like at Dundalk, Cork, and maybe Derry as your three leading teams again this year. I don't think there's going to be much change from last year's leading three.
Well, if that's the case, I think most people in the North West will take that.
I definitely think so. If you look at the league, I think Cork and Dundalk, much as we'd like Derry to be up there challenging, you know, they do seem to have, they've got the finance behind them. Dundalk, with a European run, brought in several, 10 million, I believe, was the figure banded about. Cork City have big backers, they get big crowds. I think the locals come out and support them. So financially, they've got more clout than Derry. But Derry will certainly give them a match on the football pitch. But you have to, it's hard to see beyond Cork and Dundalk for the league.
How do you see Harps going?
I think, well, the big thing for the Harps this year is that the three teams going down is going to be really difficult for them. You know, when you look at the league, you know, they're definitely going to be down around there somewhere. I know they've brought on a great talent in Paddy McCord, and the great experience they have of Barry Malloy and the boys they've had last year, who are used to digging out results that they've got last year. But I think with the three teams going down this year, Harps are going to find it really difficult.
Paddy McCord, Eddie, your thoughts on that? Is he the kind of guy that Harps require?
I'm not sure if he's, especially in their home matches, you know, with the way the pitch is, I don't know if that'll suit Paddy, but everybody knows Paddy McCourt is an absolute super player. The ability he's got, some of the goals he scored for Derry was great. The Celtic goals, we all remember them. Derry Pelle, as they were calling them. But it remains to be seen how influential he'll be.
Now, you've just been listening to the Derry City under-19 manager, who's probably had enjoyed a really good break, given that so many of the people, the youngsters that he's watched come through over the last... the last while or so, and one of them is Colin McDermott, but he didn't have the best to start the pre-season.
Started off poor, and during the first day doing the bleed test of my hip flexor, and it wasn't the best to start, but I got through it. Now I'm training fully, and I've got a few games in my belt, so I think they're going all right now.
You played 30 to 32 games last season. You'll be hoping for a wee bit more of the same this year, and maybe more.
Oh, definitely. I hope I start now every game and keep myself and the team and keep the performances up like last year and improve as well, because you have to keep on improving to go to a higher level. Like,
of course, you're playing football this year as well, a new experience for you.
Be different games, be more tactical, I think, and the teams will be a lot better than what we're used to, depending on who we get, obviously, in the draws, but I'm looking forward to it as well.
Has the manager set you down this week and as a team, and maybe give you a target for this year, for the coming season?
Just stay bold. And last year we think we exceeded expectations last year, finishing third. I think he's looking for more of the same, top four. But the boys know what we're capable of, and we can certainly challenge up there. Like, and hopefully he can get a bit of silverware as well.
Young Conor McDermott talking to Paddy. Conor McDermott, I have to say, Eddie, I only saw five or six games last year, but he looks like a young fella that I'm surprised he's still at the Brandywell.
It was fantastic last season. He came in, he played centre midfield, he played right back. He actually played centre as one of three centre halves. He played everywhere. But right back, I think, is where he's settled himself, and I think he's a top talent. But to be fair, it's times last season, Felix, it shows how well Kenny Shields managed the squad. There were 10 of the young lads in the squad came through ourselves. So he had a very young squad as well, as being hit with injuries. So he had to manage that well.
The Brandywell for some players, like, it can be a difficult place to play, especially young players, as you say. You know, some good young players, you know, just couldn't handle the pressure at times. It's just wasn't down to their talent at all. It's just down to dealing with the pressure playing in front of their home fans. And Conor McDermott's been top notch. Every game I've watched him play this year, he's probably been the best player on the pitch.
Yeah, you're the man for it, Mr. Sadak. You're the man. Paddy, Eddie, thank you very much. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back next week. You never know who might turn up in the studio next week, and it'll be less crazy next week, hopefully.